Thank you for calling OMAX Help. My name is Crystal. I am a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Okay, I was explaining the secret that I usually go to your website, which is omaxhelp.com. The last time I ordered, I believe that's how I ordered it, was online. Well, today I go online to the website, and as soon as the website pops up, then I get a message from my virus protection service, which is Norton, and it says that this is an unsafe website. So I'm expressing my concerns about that. Are y'all aware of that? Has anybody else complained about that?
No, ma'am. To be honest, this is a first for me.
Well, it's definitely happened. And
I believe you. I totally believe you, ma'am.
So then I get secret, and I didn't know what her name was till after I told her about the website. And that just kind of put me on edge. I feel bad for secret. I hope I don't offend her.
No, you're fine. You're fine, ma'am.
I just need to make sure that, you know, this order is safe whenever I place it over the phone. And the thing is, I've got two orders I want to place, but I wanted to see online if you had them in a bigger bottle than what I've got, because one of them, the Omax Sleep, it's 60 soft gels, but you have to take two of them at a time. So they only last 30 days. And then, of course, I've got my CryoFreeze Joint Defense, and that's just 30 soft gels. So do these come in bigger bottles?
No, ma'am, they don't.
Do you offer any kind of discounts on them?
If you were to have a subscription, you would be able, and that would be sent to you each month. But you're just getting the one-time purchase in the past. Is that right?
Well, I've ordered from y'all twice already. So I don't know what you mean by subscription.
Oh, you see, subscription, they would automatically send them to you each month without you having to call in. On a certain date, they would automatically charge your card and ship it out to you. But you see, to be honest, I don't know how the antivirus system works. But I do know we don't have any fraud or anything like that associated with our web page. So I'm not sure why it would give you that error.
Well, I don't either. I don't use Google. I won't use Google. I use DuckDuckGo, which is a legitimate search engine.
Oh,
and Brava.
Okay, yes, MC, that's new to me. I've never heard of that. I'll have to check that out.
Well, I refuse to use Google.
Oh,
offer any kind of a discount for getting the information through Dan Bongino?
He usually has a promotion, a discount code on his site, but unfortunately for the discount codes, you have to go online and enter it yourself.
Oh. What is the discount?
I'm not really sure, since I'm not able to put the discount codes in, and I'm not sure what his discount code is for this month. You would probably have to look on Facebook, or do you watch him through YouTube or Facebook, or how do you listen to him?
I watch his podcast.
Okay, yes, and he should have something on his page that talks about that, the discount code.
Crap.
But yes, Ian, I promise if you want to put in the discount code, you're not going to have any fraud or anything with your account whatsoever. And I would hate for you not to be able to get the discount that you want, that you deserve also. Yes, ma'am. But I totally understand you being nervous. It's a scary world we live in.
Yes, it is. If I go online, if I find his discount code and I go online and subscribe in order to get these sent to me automatically, will that discount continue every month, the Bongino discount?
And yes, Ian, I can't 100% guarantee that because I'm not sure what his special he's got going on this month. I would have to see it with my own eyes to be able to say that for sure. And since I can't go on to his podcast with my work computer, I wouldn't know for sure and be able to guarantee that you could get that discount each month.
All right. This is just not getting any better.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I understand, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's a one-time discount code, ma'am.
All right. All right, I just need to get this taken care of. If you can just give me back the secret, and I'll get my order placed over the phone.
Oh, I can go ahead and help you with that. I'll be glad to help you with that on my end, ma'am. No problem. Let's see, I'm sorry?
I know. I don't want her to feel offended by my word. I don't want her to feel, I want her to know that I do trust her. You know, as you said, we're living in very screwy times, and I don't want her to feel like I don't trust her. I just needed some kind of backup confirmation, you know.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Secret just went to lunch also. So there's not a way for me to transfer you back to her since she's on lunch.
Okay.
But I'll be glad to let her know that you didn't mean anything bad, and you don't want her to feel badly or nothing. You just wanted some kind of confirmation for, you know, just yourself to make yourself feel better. So she won't be offended at all, ma'am, I promise, but I'll be sure to tell her.
All right. Can you please just take my order? And I need to get this set up so that I don't have to keep doing this all the time. I guess that means I have to subscribe.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you know your password and the information to be able to get into your account?
No, ma'am, I don't. I don't think that I have anything like that set up. I believe I can't. I think I came in as a guest.
Okay.
Online.
Let's start here. It's a good phone number to try to look it up, the 229-225-6608.
Yes.
Okay, and you are going to want a subscription. Is that correct?
Yes, that's so.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So you want this sent to you each month. And let's see, I have an account coming up for that phone number. Could you verify your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Yvonne Aquino.
Thank you, ma'am. Could you verify your address, please?
Well, the address I want to use is a post office box.
Okay, so you don't want to use the address we have in here. Is that correct?
Right. I think you've got 323 Southwest Lewis Lane, Mayo, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. You're correct.
Okay, I need to change that to that shipping address.
Okay, and I have a P.O. box. Could you verify that number?
It's P.O. box 485, DeLand, Florida, 32721.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So we want to get rid of the old address altogether. So this is going to be the shipping address, correct?
Correct. The post office box is.
Yes, ma'am. So I've got that updated for us here. And I do see you have the Omex Sleep CBD and the CryoFreeze CBD. Is that Advanced Joint? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you were calling in and ordering those whenever you needed them in the past, or you were going online, right?
I called one time, the first time. The second time I did it online. This time I went to do it online and got that Norton notice that it was an unsafe website. So I'm calling now. So I need to just get this set up so that I don't have to go through this every time I try to get the order placed.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be honest with you. We have a new system now. Are you able to check your emails at this current time?
You mean right now?
Yes, ma'am. Because I would have to send an account invite to you.
All right. Do it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And that is, let me make sure I have the correct email address. BALINSKI60@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I'm sending that email now, and then we can go and sign in. I know you're kind of iffy about giving information, but I would have to have your password. Would you rather create the order on your own, or would you rather provide that to me?
Well, I don't see how I can do it on my own unless I go to your website.
Yes, ma'am. And see, that's where it's going to take you now to try to log in. We have a whole new system now, and since it's a subscription, we have to go to your account, and I would have to be able to log in to get
right,
that order placed.
Have you sent the email yet?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
I see it.
You see it? Okay.
And it's saying, please activate omaxhealth.com account. Please activate. Activate account. See, that came up again. Unsafe site. All right. I'm just going to disregard it. You know, I'm trusting you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I promise. If you have any problems, my name's Crystal, and if anything happens, you can definitely call back, and I promise you, though, it is safe, ma'am.
All right. It's asking me to create a password, so I guess I'm going to do it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it took. So now what do you want me to do?
Okay, yes, ma'am. We have two options. Either you can place the order while I'm on the phone with you, or I can get your password and place the order for you. It's up to you, whichever one you feel better with.
I guess I'll just go ahead and do it myself online. I've gotten this far.
Yes, ma'am. I promise it's a very secure site, ma'am. I'm going to be honest with you. I probably shouldn't tell you this. We've never had anyone like any kind of fraud or anything to do with that, with our website. But if you ever notice anything suspicious, or if you ever feel like something suspicious, please call us and let us know. That way we can get it to our IT guys, our technical support, for them to just check it out for us.
Okay, well, I would appreciate it if you contact your IT people about my complaint now.
Yes, ma'am. About Norton? Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to send over an email and let them know that you have that antivirus and it's telling you it's not a safe site. Yes, ma'am.
I would.
And for them to please get in touch with them and let them know it is a safe site. I'm sure they have, like, credentials or something they can show to Norton to hopefully get that erased.
Okay, because every time I touch something on your website, that Norton notice is popping up.
Yeah, but how long have you had that Norton on your computer?
Oh, I'm doing it from my phone, and I've had probably 15 years.
Oh, and it didn't do it in the past, though, just this time.
No, this is the first.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to let them know that also, ma'am. That way they can check into it further.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess I'm going to go ahead and finish the transaction online then.
Yes, ma'am. If you have any more, anything else you need to know or any more information you want to give us, please call us back. The more we have, the better it will go to get with Norton, okay?
Yeah, okay, I see the sleep, Yomex sleep. Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Crystal.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Omax Health, ma'am, and I hope you have a terrific afternoon. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, thank you, and please thank Secret.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to send her a message right now. That way she can see it right when she gets back from lunch, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Omax Health. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.